Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca New Year's podcast series. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca and as always your host for the show. Today we take a look back at 2018 and preview 2019 with Mark Collins, Vice President of Cisco Canada's partner organization. 2018 was a big year for Cisco Canada, headlined by the subsidiary taking home Theatre of the Year honors as well as some exciting technological developments such as the Catalyst 9000 series coming to a more SMB market. We'll discuss those developments, Cisco's commitment to Connected North, and a new program around building awareness for mental health issues in Canada, and the honors enjoyed by both Cisco Canada and Bell Canada on global stages. We'll also discuss the transition the company is in, both in terms of leadership and in terms of its continuing quest towards subscription and recurring revenue, and we'll get in touch with what this all means for Cisco partners going forward. It is, as always, a packed show, so let's get right into it. My chat with Mark Collins. Mark, once again, a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for joining us again this year.
Sure, always great to hear from you, Rob.
As usual, this time of year, we like to sort of take a look back at the year that was, and just kind of, you know, glimpsing at the headlines for Cisco and specifically Cisco Canada in 2018. It's been a big year. What have you seen as sort of the highlights of the year that was 2018?
2018, Rob, it was just wow. It was just an amazing year. You know, there's a lot to talk about, but I mean, I would just start with wow. And wow, from the perspective, I can't believe it's December like 19th today. Where did the year go? This has been just absolutely crazy how fast it's gone. But a lot happened along the way, and probably one of the proudest moments for us was, you know, Cisco's a large company. It's a big family. And like all families, you know, all the kids compete to be the favorite one. And this year was our year. So we were really excited to be recognized as the country and theater of the year, highest performing in Cisco. And that was a, you know, a huge boost for us, a huge boost for Cisco Canada, and a huge boost for Cisco in the world, I think, because I think Canada has a lot to offer the world. So it was just, it was an amazing year to be recognized for the performance that we had. And I think it's also a reflection of, you know, Canada itself. We've been talking about digitization for a long time. We really saw a lot of technologies take off that feed that in Canada. We had a lot of exciting announcements. I know we'll talk a little bit about Partner Summit in a minute, some of the things that went on there. But it was a huge year just in terms of the business really grew. That was exciting. We saw a lot of new technologies being deployed out there in the marketplace, a lot of customers really stepping up and getting aggressive with using technology to digitize their business. But also another thing that was super cool was, Rob, we've talked about this before, and you know, technology is at its most powerful when it's making a difference. And there's making a difference in business, making businesses more successful, more productive, but there's also making a difference in communities and society and difference to people. Mm-hmm. And we've had a long-standing initiative going on around Connected North, and we continued focusing on Connected North, driving technologies into underserviced communities to make education and health services available to them. And that culminated into something even bigger for us. And that was an initiative that we launched around mental health. It's a huge focus for us. It's a critical focus area for Canada and Canadians because we have an abnormally high instance of mental health challenges in Canada. Mm-hmm. And so we really put a lot of work into, you know, tearing down some of the barriers to facing down that challenge and getting involved. We struck a partnership with Deloitte, and we have other partnerships on the way, I'm certain of that, to really focus on making a difference with technology in the area of mental health. So whether it be growing the business, helping companies digitize, or impacting communities and citizens, it was an unbelievable year. And like I said, it was just wow. I can't believe 2019 is almost here.
Let's go back, and obviously a company the size of Cisco and a theater the size of Canada doesn't get to be theater of the year within that organization without pretty much all of the business running pretty well, very well, in fact. But I wonder if you could take us through what you saw as the highlights in terms of the business lines that kind of drove that theater of the year performance.
Sure. So let's look at it inside out and that outside in. And from inside out perspective, I'll talk a little bit about the technologies, and that outside in, I'll talk about some of the routes to market. So inside out, we saw the Cat 9K launch really take off huge. Now the fastest growing product line in our history. So the idea of introducing automation and analytics and subscription services into our flagship switching line has been going gangbusters for us. That's been a huge win. I think calendar year 18, the year we're talking about right now, was the year where SD-WAN went from being, you know, an interesting idea to partners and customers really rolling up their sleeves and getting busy, starting to test and experiment with and deploy these technologies. So huge lift in that space, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. As you well know, with the integration of BroadSoft into our product line, expanding from being, you know, a somewhat prem-centric company to becoming very, very cloud-rich in our offers and deploying BroadSoft in our catalog across our customer base as they start to really ramp that portion of our collab product line. Huge, huge win for us there. So that was super exciting. And, you know, anything and everything our customers do usually involves connecting more things and more people and more processes, which means security everywhere is critical, you know. And so seeing strong growth in our security portfolio, seeing us retake a leadership position in our firewall technologies, really excited about how that's trending for us. So all in all, strong performance against multitude of product lines. And I wouldn't want to leave data center behind because it was actually a super high performer for us as well this year. We know a lot of workloads are moving to the cloud, and there's no doubt we have a meaningful role to play in cloud across a number of our different technologies. But while that's all happening, customers have been refreshing their prem and their server business or their server infrastructures as well. So lots of strength there. So all in all, great performance across the business, across multitude of categories. But then we bring, as you know, well over 90% of our business in Canada goes through our partners. Our partners are part of Cisco. They're part of our ecosystem. They're part of who we are and what we do. And in Canada, we have different kinds of partners. We have service provider partners. We have national integrators. We have NDIs who we do a lot of business through. We also have all of our we sometimes call them tier two or our VARs, basically all of our resellers and community-based integrators. And across all those categories, large growth, largely double-digit growth across all of them. So we focused very, very hard on profitability in this past year and doing tons and tons of enablement as a lot of these new technologies came on board. Partners really, really stepped up this year and helped us drive the business. It was a team sport for sure, and happy to see they all grew with us. So it was, from an inside-out perspective, amazing. Technology categories seeing growth across the board and all routes participating in the growth with us. So what a phenomenal year.
All right. Thanks for that. You touched on a little earlier the you know, the things that you're doing at Cisco to have an impact, particularly in Canada. And, you know, you touch on Connected North and the mental health program. Connected North, a program that's been in place for a number of years, and we've talked about, mm-hmm. and other folks have talked about on this thing. And I think the channel is, you know, well aware and well engaged with that program, and has been for a long time, thinking of the various partners and disties who sponsored various aspects and events in support of Connected North over the years. But the mental health partnership that you touch on is new, and I'm certainly less familiar with it than Connected North. I think that might be the case for some partners too. Can you elaborate a little bit on kind of what that partnership looks like and where you see it going?
Sure, happy to. So I would break it into a couple of pieces. So number one, I think in terms of where it's going is where we are right now. And quite frankly, that's just talking about it. Mm. I don't think it's something that we just openly talk about enough in Canada. And I don't know if anybody ever walks in, you know, in a boardroom or into a meeting of any description where there's a number of people in the room and not, you know, everybody, if not most of the people in the room, either have been challenged by or have a member of their family, a loved one, a friend, whomever, who has been, you know, touched by a mental health challenge. So it's such a big issue in Canada. I tip my hat to, you know, the folks over at Bell as an example with the Let's Talk campaign. They've certainly done a lot of leadership in this area. And it starts with talking about it. And I think that we're starting there. Cisco is a $50 billion company worldwide. And by us talking about it, and I think making it a mainstream part of the discussion, that this is just like if you have a part of your body that you've injured and you need to go to the doctor and get help, no one's ashamed to talk about the fact that they stubbed their toe and they need to get it fixed. Well, if someone has a mental health issue, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it out in the open and figure out different ways that we can help each other. And then more specifically around the difference that Cisco can make is we as a company, and then working with our ecosystem partners, of which we have almost 2,000 of them in Canada, we can use some of the things that we do, some of the technologies that we have, to actually make a difference and go beyond talking about it to actually supporting, taking action, and helping any and every Canadian that wants to get support for a mental health challenge that they've got is going to need to talk to an expert, talk to someone that can bring them some support, bring them the help that they need. And the scale at which this problem exists in Canada, right, the more that we can do to use technologies such as our rich collaboration technologies, our telepresence technologies, our WebEx technologies, as an example, to bring these technologies to the people that can offer up the help, our healthcare providers, to make them more available to a broader community of Canadians that are trying to get help, seeking help, but challenged by a system that has its limits of its capacity, or has its limits has its limits in terms of its reach. If you look at underserviced or sparsely populated parts of Canada, which is where Connected North was born, our technology can make the difference to make resources, make face-to-face interactions, make support, make counseling available to those in need, where otherwise it would be impossible to do.
All right. I wanted to focus in on the events of Partner Summit for a minute. Just last month as we record this, but obviously always a big week and certainly not an exception this year in Vegas. The two things that sort of pop to top of mind immediately for me are, one, you touch on Bell Canada and giving them props for their role with Bell Let's Talk. Also happened to be North American Partner of the Year, which is a pretty big accomplishment for a Canadian partner. Absolutely, congratulations to them. And the second one was, you touched earlier on in the show on the launch of the Cat9K and the success that's been. I really kind of sat back after the announcement of the new members of the family there and thought, okay, for a market like Canada that is so centrally SMB, getting the new lower end member of the family in there has got to be a big sign for Cat9K expanding even more aggressively into 2019.
Yeah, and so I mean, there's a lot of questions in the question that you just asked me. So let's break that apart a little bit, because I think it's all super important stuff. So, if I were to take Partner Summit, I'd break it into three pieces. So number one is, it was a celebration. It was a huge celebration. Absolutely. We shared with our partners our success as a country and as a theater. And the message to the partners when we all got together and celebrated that Tuesday evening was, we couldn't have done it without you. The partners are an extension of us. We are an extension of our partners. We are one. And that message, we wanted to make sure that was delivered loud and clear and celebrated. And that evening, we celebrated a number of awards in that room, and a number of different providers, TELUS winning the Cloud Collaboration Partner of the Year as an example, and the Data Center Partner in Onyx, and the Security Partner in Compugen. There was a number of winners in that room. Bell being the big winner, the thing that was super exciting about that was them winning on not just a Canadian stage, but a North America, an America stage, and basically seen as a worldwide winner in the community of Cisco. And in my 18 years at Cisco, that's the first time I've ever been to a Partner Summit where I saw a Canadian company on the big stage being recognized, not just as a leader in Canada, but a leader in the world. And that was amazing. So as I said, three pieces. Piece number one, huge celebration. That was phenomenal. I think piece number two was, I think it was a really gigantic meet and greet, in that there we've had a lot of change as a company. We have a new leader channel in Oliver, right? People got to meet Jerry, our new leader of sales and marketing for the world. People got to meet Marie, our leader of customer experience for the world. So there, it was the biggest meet and greet party maybe in the history of Cisco. But with that amount of change, I think that we owed it to the partners for them to get FaceTime and get to see and hear from the new leadership team. So that was a huge celebration of just, you know, meeting the new leaders and everyone getting to get acquainted and get to know one another as best you can do on a big stage. Mm-hmm. And then the third piece, like you said, technology being the theme, but very much looking forward. And I'd say looking forward from an innovation perspective, from both products and where we're going from a channel and programmatic perspective. So from a technology perspective, you know, if you look at Canada, 1.2 million registered businesses, we've done very, very well in a lot of the larger customer base over the years, and then had huge success over the past 3 or 4 years with Meraki taking off in a big way. We're still signing over 1,000 new customers a month with Meraki. So big uptake on Meraki. That drumbeat continues to roll. But like we talked about earlier in terms of innovation, that 9K product line, most successful launch we've ever had, bringing in, you know, the kid brother or the kid sister into the family, the lower end in the 9200, and launching that technology for all of our longstanding customers who are committed to our Catalyst product line and the roadmap of that product, introducing security, analytics, all of those capabilities delivered in a net new subscription model, having that one, it completes the family. So now whether it be the edge, the closet, which is so critical to all of our customers who want to be able to serve up applications in real-time security capability, real-time analytics capability served up from the edge, we now have the family complete, and now the whole 9K can be delivered to customers of all sizes. So that was super huge. That was just one example of a number of announcements. We had our announcements across our video platform with the breakout rooms capability, yep. The huddle rooms launch, that was huge now. Video for rooms of all sizes and meetings of all scope can be served up with varying footprints in our video product line. Introducing our security product line embedded in SD-WAN and Viptela, critical. All customers seeking to deploy software-defined architectures are always asking about security. Now, instead of it being something that sits on the side, it literally sits inside the heart of that technology going forward. That's huge. So that's the product trajectory, some of the big announcements there. But Rob, also, Oliver standing in front of everyone at the Golden Masters partner lunch and talking about the fact that this is going to be a year of transition where many of our partners for a long time have successfully run their businesses working with us across our various rebate programs, VIP, our Deal Reg programs, OIP, TIP. They're familiar with all these acronyms, and I'm not going to get into all the acronym soup that comes with that. But the net is all of that is headed in the direction of where we're going as a company, and that's to become much more subscription-based and to really make sure we're leading with a life cycle selling model where it's not about closing a deal with a customer. I mean, all customers who need technology are happy to go out into the market and buy it, but what is the experience they have the day after with the technology, the deployment of the technology, the use of the technology, the impact on their business, and their appetite to continue to use that technology as the platform to run their business, to run their company, and seek to use more of it from us and our partners in the future, which is really the essence of that life cycle selling model. Instead of building deals with customers, we're building relationships to last a lifetime with them because we want to add value on a continuous basis, basically forever. And that was a huge message from Oliver, is get ready to retool your businesses and go down this path with us, because we're heading there as fast as we can go, and we want all of you to come with us. But that's where we're headed. More subscriptions, more life cycle selling, more long-term relationships, more value over time. That's the path that we're charting right now. And the invitation and challenge was there for the partners all to join us on that journey.
What's your perception on the readiness of the partner base, and acknowledging there's going to be some who are right there with you and some that maybe trail a bit, and potentially some that are leading you, given that the channel writ large has been involved in, you know, exploring managed services in cloud and various recurring revenue and solution sale type opportunities for some time now. But sort of on a level set, what's your perception of the awareness and the readiness of the channel for that new motion that Oliver and team described at Partner Summit?
Well, I think that the answer actually lies in the way you asked the question. And you kind of gave the highlight reel of the spectrum of readiness that's out there right now. And candidly, I mean, I'm out meeting with partners every single day. And in some meetings, I'm with partners, and they're asking what this is all about and asking for clarity. And I would say that they have some, you know, some concern in their eyes because I think it means change. We have, you know, some partners that we've had longstanding relationships and had phenomenal success in the model that we've you know, grown up with and relied on for a long time, which is, you know, describe or characterize a technology set to a customer who in turn buys it. They get some deployment or installation services from a partner and ideally put an extended warranty on it. And, you know, Bob's your uncle, on with their day they go. But then, so for all of those partners, right, they have that model in place and they see a significant change in the works. Uh-huh. And I think that there's some concern. I think that we're at the table to not just, you know, address their concerns, but to actually roll up our sleeves and work with them to help them evolve their businesses into the net new operating model. So for those that are just at the beginning of the journey, right, we're certainly here to help and work with them and make sure that they are moving towards the profitability model of the future. But there's a lot of work to do there. This isn't something that you do overnight because you not only need to reskill and retrain some of your customer-facing sellers and engineers, but you're also probably doing some retooling of some of the processes in your company because you're monetizing things differently. Your accounting systems are looking at your sales slightly differently. So there is some business reengineering that has to go on. But I could literally walk out of that meeting and walk into the next meeting and have a partner educating us on how they've been doing this for years.
Yep.
Because they have large software product lines. It's you know, it takes a village to solve all of a customer's technology problems, which means all of our partners have a variety of different technologies, whether they be hardware or software offerings in their catalogs. And some of them who have been more aggressive with software over a longer period of time have already been doing things like life cycle selling, annuity billing, you know, value over time, ROI models with their customers, and they're quite mature at it. And quite frankly, it's not about us teaching them. It's about us listening to them and understanding, is the way that we're going about it compatible with the way they do it? Are there areas that we need to flex in order to make sure it works with the way they do things? Are there things that we could learn from them to make the way we're approaching a little bit better? There's the entire spectrum in between, and then you have companies like the large service providers, you know, who have been delivering annuity models and managed services since the beginning of time. So there's tons and tons of experience of how to do that within our service providers, whether it be on software or hardware. They've been delivering, you know, subscription or annuity programs and selling models with their customers forever. The question is, how do our new licensing models, like our flex models and our collaboration line, how do they map to the way they actually sell and bill their customers today? All of them are all works in progress. They're all on a continuum where we're all trying to get to the same place for sure. Everyone likes more predictable revenues and stronger profits over time. But every single one of them, you know, we treat with care because we value all of our partners and want to make sure every one of them are successful in this journey with us.
One group of partners where you're doing some interesting and new things with is distribution, and we've touched on that in a recent episode of the podcast. But I'd love to get your thoughts on kind of what's going on with distribution for Cisco.
Yeah, so appreciate you asking that, and I gave the distribution teams a shout out when we were at Summit because a lot of the work that we do we couldn't do without them. I mean, they're incredible partner community to us and an incredible scaling engine for us as well. And I'd call out a couple of areas. You know, Ingram were a winner of an America's Award as well, America's Distributor of the Year. And that was at the America's session where it was Ingram Canada that were called out. So huge props to them. They were hugely successful. And some of the work that they've been doing for us this year, and particularly around accelerating education and enablement of our partners, has been a huge win for us. Appreciation to that team for all the work that they've done. Partner enablement, acceleration, education out of the Ingram folks has been phenomenal. And then recently, I'm not sure if you got out to the event or not, Rob, but the Tech Data guys just launched an amazing new facility.
Yes.
That I would encourage all of our partners to go out and see and bring their customers to go out and see. So we launched a data center showcase at Tech Data at their headquarters office in Mississauga a couple of weeks ago. So all of our partners, and I'm offering this on behalf of the Tech Data guys, but I'm sure that they would be okay with me doing this. The doors are open for business for the partners to bring customers in and show how their applications could be deployed on a Cisco-powered infrastructure. The Veeam guys have got some technology in there. We've got some virtualization technology in there. We've got HyperFlex going there. So basically, all customers that are seeking to modernize, consolidate their management infrastructures in their data centers and start to optimize, they're going to need to use technologies like we have showcased out at Tech Data. And they are wide open for business to showcase that. I know that they're taking appointments now, and I would implore all of our partners to talk to your Tech Data rep, get out there and see what they've built with us. It's amazing.
All right, brilliant. And one more thing, as usual, before we go, you know, you touch on the amount of time, obviously, in your role you spend talking to partners. And just wanted to get your thoughts on sort of the general overall mood of the channel as we transition to 2019. Basically, how are partners feeling about the economic situation and their businesses overall?
I would say, as a whole, I just see a lot of optimism in there. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed not to be distracted by the amount of noise in the media, not yourself, Rob. We know everybody knows that you would never put fake news out there, and I'm being facetious right now. But, there's just so much, there's just noise in the mainstream media these days, and it can be so distracting that sometimes we forget the things to be grateful for in this country and in this industry. So despite all of the noisiness out there that's going on, whether it be geopolitical issues or anything else of that nature, the reality is we're in a country that's thriving, in an industry that's thriving. And I think many, many of our partners, while they are curious and excited about some of this evolution going on inside Cisco, some of the new models that we're bringing to market, mm-hmm. right? I think they're also optimistic of the fact that we have some super winner technologies that are doing very well for us and doing well for them and their businesses. I think that they're seeing Canadian communities and Canadian businesses really soak up these technologies at an increasing pace. So I think it's a time of optimism. I also think it's a time to be grateful. I mean, we're all lucky to live in an amazing country. Absolutely. That has just so much to offer all of us. And I think our partners, you know, leading businesses that are either Canadian-based internationals or Canadian companies, all recognize the fact that we're blessed to live in such an amazing place with so many opportunities. I think 2018 was an amazing example of what looks like when that all comes together. And I think that they're looking forward to replicating that or making it even bigger in 2019. And I personally just wanted to wrap up by saying, on behalf of myself, my family, and Cisco Canada, thank you to all those partners. They have choice. There are many different things that they can do to run their businesses with success, and many different technologies and vendors that they can choose to work with. They choose to work with Cisco a lot. They use our technology a lot. We think we bring world-class, best-in-class technologies to them. But they also respond by using these technologies and working with us to go out there and solve problems and change people's lives and their communities and their homes. And we're grateful for their working with us, their partnership, and looking forward to doing even more together in 2019.
All right. Sounds good. Mark, as usual, pleasure having you on. Thanks for making the time.
All the best, Rob. Happy holidays to you and your family as well.
So there you have it, the year that was 2018 and the year that will be 2019, as seen by Mark Collins. I'd like to thank Mark for joining us for this edition of the podcast, and thank Cisco Canada for its continuing sponsorship of the site. And of course, thank you for listening. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. You'll hear from us next on Monday when we're joined by Stephen Cobb, a security researcher at ESET, who will discuss the results of a couple of surveys the company has recently released, including details on how prepared Canadians think they are for security issues. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here with another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca New Year's podcast series, this time with Ed Galasso, General Manager of Tech Data Canada, and Ed will walk us through 2018 and offer his thoughts on what's to come in 2019 through the distributor's eyes. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.